Gather up your friends, your fans, and your followers, because this week's discovery seeks the adoration of an online audience. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Well, every day, many of us take to social media, sharing the most mundane aspects of our lives with an audience of both friends and strangers. And Swedish author Anders Delamotta takes that obsession to the next level with Game, the first installment in a thrilling new trilogy. Now, the story introduces Henrik H.P. Pettersson, a slacker from Stockholm who's on his way home from a night of partying when he finds a flashy cell phone on the subway. H.P. is surprised when the phone starts sending him messages, inviting him to play a game. Once he accepts, he finds himself pulling off pranks and earning the praise and adoration of his online audience. But when the stakes get higher, he learns that there is more to the game than just harmless fun. Well, Game takes society's obsession with social media to the darkest of extremes. HP may not be posting video footage on Facebook, but his motivation is the same, impressing his audience. Once he gets that recognition, he'll do whatever it takes to keep it coming, even as his assignments grow increasingly harmful. The game itself is intriguing, with challenges that can be silly or playful or just plain dangerous. And for that reason, it's disappointing that the story doesn't spend more time inside the game. Instead, it takes a step outside the game to discover what it's all about. But that's where the suspense comes into play, making you wonder what's real and what's just a product of HP's growing paranoia. Though it suffers from some distracting subplots, HP's story will keep you coming back for more, until it builds to a conclusion that will make you rethink everything as you wonder where the trilogy can possibly go from here. But is this game worth playing along, or should you stick with Angry Birds? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. It certainly has its share of flaws, but it's still an alluring first installment in a fascinating new trilogy. If you do decide to pick up a copy, be sure to post about it to all of your Facebook friends and your Twitter followers. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Game by Anders Delamotta is 386 suspenseful but sidetracked pages long and is available from Atria's Emily Bessler Books. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.